Bob Motzko joins us here for Gopher Talk. And Coach, hey, it's great to see you.
Yeah, middle of summer. We got a lot of hockey stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
12 months a year for the sport now. That might be all of them, but away we go, we deal with it.
Yeah, it is amazing, right? Between or amongst, I guess I should say, recruiting, going out and watching guys play, summer workouts and summer classes for your players, the season, which is the longest season in the history of sports anyway, from October to April, it never really stops, I suppose, yeah. For you.
Well, NHL draft coming up, big trade yesterday, so another announcement on, you know, captains. So there's a lot of hockey talk right now.
Yeah. Well, let's you mentioned the trade. Let's talk about that first. One of your star defensemen, Brock Faber, who made all Gopher fans happy when he decided he was going to come back for another year, the Maple Grove native. Yesterday, as we record this on Thursday, on Wednesday of this week, he was traded. He was property of the LA Kings, a second round draft pick, and the hometown Minnesota Wild in that Kevin Fiala deal that was included in that. And all of a sudden, he's now property of the hometown team Wild. What was your reaction? And have you talked to Brock about that yet?
Yeah, we had a conversation, a couple of them yesterday, and one with his dad as well. And at first, you know, you get drafted by a team and you become attached. You go out to some development camps, and it's a shock to Brock. And, you know, like, God, did they even want me? You know, that type of thing. And I assured him that. You know, and of course, I don't know all the details behind how it played down, but, you know, Fiala was a superstar and he's going to make just under $8 million a year on this new deal he's getting with LA. And there had to have been many teams that were trying to get their hands on Fiala. That's why I told Brock, just think of that Bill Guerin picked you to get the deal done. So it's pretty special that somebody wanted you at that great length to put you in a trade to make it happen. Then on top of it, it's here in the Twin Cities and hometown guy. So I don't know if he was really looking forward to living in California. and now he's got to stay in the snow, but neither way, we're excited to have him back next year. And then we're going to be really excited to follow his career here and playing for the Wild one day.
Yeah, such a bright future. He had such a key part in that Olympics. I remember hearing you, I think, talk to Wally Shaver during one of your coaches' shows about Brock when he went to the Olympics. He was worried if he was going to play, and then all he did was play the most minutes of anybody, right?
Well, that's kind of what he does no matter where he goes. So, you know, he's just a horse of an athlete. Can play all night long, doesn't get tired, and a superior defender. He's going to continue to get better offensively. He does that with us. He did it on the World Junior team. He did it with the Olympics. It's just going to continue in his career. He's just a fantastic player.
Can it be a distraction if now you're property of the team in the hometown from the NHL and playing in college, or is he pretty zeroed in that won't be?
No, he's pretty zeroed in. Pretty focused in his training, and he's a tough kid, you know, tough as nails at heart. He is going to have to deal with some media hype now when you are coming back to the state of hockey and the fact that he's a Gopher, but he'll deal with it. It'll all be great.
He was named a captain this week as well. I think the day before he got traded, along with two Jacksons, right? Jackson Nelson and Jackson Lacombe. I mean, that's a pretty good trio of players to help you lead your team.
Well, it was all on the same day, but the players always pick the captains, and the staff couldn't agree more with what the guys came down with. This is one of the great things in college athletics. You turn your rosters over, you turn your leadership over, you know, and Sammy Walker leaves us and did such a terrific job. And in 3 years, he was a captain. We've watched the growth of our program, and there's some real confidence inside our group right now. And this next, you know, not just the three we mentioned yesterday with Faber, Lacombe, and Johnson, but then, you know, with Justin Close, how he came on, Ryan Johnson. We have some tremendous character in our returning in our upper class. So great leadership. We're in great hands there. And it tells you've got guys like Lacombe coming back for a senior year, you know, Johnson going into a senior year, Faber. I mean, all these guys could have left, but they believe in what we're doing. They're having a great experience doing it. They know their pro career is going to be there. So we've got we really truly have a great thing going here with that. And we're in good hands. And then we're going to have the turnover with the young guys coming in. So that's the beauty of college athletics. And that's the fun part of putting that you know, that puzzle together.
Certainly, I know you want to put, you know, your handprint on these young guys that are now, I assume most all are on campus and doing summer workouts and that stuff. But also, you mentioned these captains, and not just even the captains, some of the other old guys you just mentioned. How important is their role now in kind of bringing these key youngsters who you're going to be counting on, you know, when October rolls around?
Well, it is probably the biggest aspect behind the scenes. Sometimes maybe fans and people on the outside don't get to really look at, but the leadership, the quality of people that you have, and not just, you know, like I said, not just with Faber, Lacombe, and Johnson, but, you know, we've got a large group of sophomore, or excuse me, juniors and seniors that understand, like they've been through some great, they've watched the development of our program and getting right back to a Frozen Four this year, but how we did it. And it's a word that gets thrown around, process, you know, the culture. And sometimes those are words that just get thrown out, but I can tell you that it's so strong inside our group they want to win. And they want to do great things for our fans, and how our fans came back at the end last year and the crowds we had. It made a huge impact on our players. And like we've said, Gopher hockey fans have never left. They've always been there. But they were back in droves the second half of this last year, especially in the playoff run. And our guys are excited for that.
Well, it was such a great year. Obviously, a Big Ten regular season champion, which, you know, I think that's the one that tells you, you know, you can win the tournament too. But the regular season, that's the one that tells you the body of work, the full body of work. So you have that. Obviously, you had the Frozen Four. And at a place where there's high expectations as a coach, how do you balance the now that there's some time between the end of the year and as we talk now, the look back and say, man, that was a really special year. You mentioned the Michigan crowd and the game and the overtime winner against UMass, all those great things, with also, I suppose, a smidge of disappointment that, you know, you didn't bring back a trophy, which, you know, you guys were right in the thick of the whole chase.
Well, there's no question when you lose the last game, there's disappointment, but you have to park it. And as a head coach and our staff and the people around, we can't get caught up in you don't take this job without the great expectations and high expectations. You just go about your business on a daily, you know, surround yourself with great people, get that leadership and the focus inside your group moving forward. We've been steadily doing that for 4 years. We know that it's inside our group right now and how we have to play together and play as a team. Our leadership set, we're just going to be real young in a lot of key areas this year, and that part's going to have to grow. But the expectations are the same for us. We want to get back there, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure it happens. And I can tell you, our guys right now are just having a terrific off season in the weight room and doing the things they have to do to get ready for the season.
Yeah, that's my last question. Just how are the summer workouts going? Is this group and what you can observe and help? And what are you seeing from these guys?
You just know, you can see the look in their eye. Kids train so hard, and this is everywhere right now. You know, that's been a big transformation in the last 10, 15 years on how kids take care of themselves, how they train, the dedication that they have. You know, we have 7 freshmen on campus right now. Now, Cooley, Snuggerud, and Chesley were in early in the season, early in the summer. But they've, you know, with COVID knocking out the World Junior Tournament last year, they're going to replay the World Junior Tournament here in August. And so the World Junior camp's going on for sure. Faber, Nyes, and Cooley will be on that team. But we're going to have 7 of our players at the World Junior camp this summer. So they're putting together 2 teams, the one that's going to finish the tournament this summer, and then, of course, the World Junior team that plays at Christmas. So we got a few guys that are missing right now, and then they got the pro development camps. But it's really talking to the upperclassmen and the excitement that they have, because they know what it takes. They've been through it, and they're the ones telling us that the young guys are doing great, and they're on board with it.
Well, summer goes too fast, so we're not going to wish summer away, but I will say I can't wait for October to get here and watch some Golden Gopher hockey at 3M Arena at Mariucci.
I couldn't echo that enough, that we still need to enjoy some summer here.
No doubt. Coach, good to see you as always. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks.